So we'll begin first with the Shem B'Nedr with the Ramban, and then we'll shift to the Gemara. There's a lot, there are many, many elements in the Ramban's introduction to Parshas Truma, so we'll just try to hone in on one of them. Kasha Diva Hashem and Yisrael Panim B'Fanim Aseres HaDibros. So the Aseres HaDibros we heard directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then subsequently, V'tziva osa ma'idei Moshe k'tzas mitzvah sheheim k'mo ovos the mitzvah seh shel Torah. Then, via Moshe Rabbeinu, we were commanded representative mitzvahs that in addition to constituting discrete individual mitzvahs also represent categories of mitzvahs. Kasher hinhigu avoseinu im hagerim shebon les yahid, which is the process, the protocol that Chazal introduced for prospective gerim. V'Yisrael kiblo aleim lasos kol ma sheyitzavim al yodo shel Moshe. And we accepted not only the Aseres HaDibros that we heard directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but everything that we would hear via Moshe Rabbeinu, v'korosimo im bris al kol zeh, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu established a covenant, me'ata hine heim lo lo'om v'hu lohem le'elokim. So a bris means something bilateral. A bris always implies bilateralism. So the bilateralism here is that hine heim lo lo'om v'hu lohem le'elokim kasha hisna imam mitzvil, which is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said would result from Kabbalah Satorah. V'atam shemoa tishma v'kol yishmatam izbrisi v'isem li'skulim. And what's more, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also promised that what he would bestow, as it were, as part of his commitment, his obligation in the bris, so we're now ready for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bestow that elevated status of Goy Kadosh. V'hine hem kadoshim, ru'uyim sheyiyah bohem mikdosh lahashrosh kenosu b'neihem, v'latchein tziva tchila al dvar ha-mishkan, sheyiyah lo bayis besocha mekudosh l'shmo. So the Mishkan, as it were, makes good on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's promise of Tiyulim Amlechas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. That's what the Ramban says. So let's maybe just try to clarify Pshat in Goy Kadosh. So earlier in Parshas Yisro, on that pasuk of Atem Tiyulim Amlechas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh, so the Ramban, it's the second source that you have. Ramban comments, Mamlechas Kohanim, V'tihiyu Mamlechas B'Shorsai. Right, so you'll be a kingdom of those who serve me. V'Goy Kadosh, L'Dovka B'Kel HaKadosh. So what does it mean to be a Goy Kadosh? To be Dovek B'Hashem. K'moshu Oma K'doshim Tiyu Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem. V'hine hivtichom ba'olam hazeh u'ba'olam haba. Now, Rabbeinu Bachya elaborates two points which are sort of understated or implied in the Ramban. Bal derech ha-kabbalah. It's interesting, Rabbeinu Bachya identifies this as Al Derech HaKabbalah. The Ramban didn't. The Ramban didn't say Al Derech HaEmes. I don't know what you do with that, but okay. I ain't enough. Val derech hakabbalah mamlechas kohanim, mamlechas mishorsim shetavduni ba'olam hazeh, v'goy kadosh la'olam haba. Right? The Ramban had said, v'hineh hivticham ba'olam hazeh ba'olam haba. So the Rabbi Nebach is explaining that the correlation is mamlechas kohanim is our destiny in olam hazeh, and goy kadosh is our destiny in olam haba. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, again, Ayidei Kabbalas HaTorim, Shamoa Tishmu Bekoli, Shmatim Ezbrisi, so then you'll merit a unique destiny, both Ba'olam Haza and Ba'olam Haba. The destiny of Olam Haza is to live a life as Mamlachas Kohanim, and the destiny in Olam Haba is the Dafka Bekel HaKadosh. Mamlechas Kohanim, back to Ben Bachim, Mamlechas Kohanim, Mamlechas Meshosim Shetavduni Ba'olam Hazeh, V'Goy Kodesh Olam Haba. And then Ben Bachim explains something fascinating here. We generally, I think when we translate and then, or previously, understand the phrase Goy Kodesh, so I think we take Kodesh as an adjective. Right? You'll be a holy nation. So we take Kodesh as an adjective. Now, that isn't wrong. We'll see, but it's not the Ramban's understanding. The Ramban takes Kadosh as a noun, and Goy Kadosh is a smichus, right? Not that Kadosh is modifying Goy, not that it means you'll be a holy nation, but rather you'll be the Goy of the, capital Kuf, as it were, if you can find that on your keyboard. Capital Kuf, you'll be the Goy of the Kadosh. Himila's Goy, that's what Ibn Bachir is. I mean, this is all implicit in the Ramban, right? Because how does the Ramban translate or interpret Goy Kodosh as Ladovka Bekel HaKodosh? So he's not, the Ramban isn't saying that's what it means to be a holy nation. No, what Ibn Bachir is explaining to us, that what the Ramban is saying is, you'll be the Goy of Hashem, who was Kodosh, of the Kodosh. Ki milas goy smucha, it's besmichus. See, but most words, when they're besmichus, so then the vocalization changes. So when you take davar, a word, and you put it besmichus, it becomes devar Hashem. So it's unambiguously a case of smichus. The word goy is the same whether it's besmichus or not besmichus. The nikkud, the vocalization doesn't change. And that's what Ibn Bach is saying, that the pshat, at least what he calls the Alder HaKabbalah pshat, is that you'll be the nation of the Holy One. Ki milas goy smucha kloma goy shel kodosh, hu hakel hakodosh hanikdash betzdoka, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the kodosh. V'yavu goy tzadik, goy shel tzadik. Hine hem uftochim ba'olam hazeh ba'olam haba. Okay, that's sort of point number one that we want to notice. Again, just what the phrase Goy Kodosh means, according to the Ramban, it means the nation of the Holy One. Literally, the nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, that stands, in terms of translation of the phrase, in contradistinction. Obviously, conceptually, these two ideas are complementary and not competing, but just in terms of the taich of the phrase, if you take a look at the Tshuvas HaRambam, which is the last source you have here in the sheet, the Rambam was asked about listening to Arabic music. Understandably, given the Rambam's interactions and experience, the Rambam didn't think too highly of Arabs. The Rambam in his Hashkafas Olam didn't think too highly of music. So the compassion of Arabic music didn't elicit a very positive response from the Rambam. So he has a list of Isurim that he says are involved in listening to the Shirei HaAviyim v'Zemer. But then after after my father's upon the Baruch, he used to quote this Chumash Rambam. But if you take a look after listing the individual Isurim, you see where it says his ba'aro ha'emes b'mofes. It's around seven lines in the middle of the line from the bottom. Seven lines from the from the bottom. His ba'aro ha'emes b'mofes. The truth has been demonstrated. V'hi shehakavana vanu, our raison d'etre, sheni egoy kadosh. But what does that mean, Shani Egoi Kadosh? That is our calling. That is our destiny. What does that mean? Shani Egoi Kadosh, lo yia lanu. Again, I think the simple pshat in how to read this is that what's coming now, lo yia lanu, is the explication of what Goy Kadosh entails. Lo yia lanu, maisim lo dibur, Ela b'shleimus, oba meshe maybe ela shleimus. I mean, the Rambam says, the Rambam basically is responding to the Shoel and says, you know, after having listed what Isurim are involved, I'm sort of commenting on, like, why would, even if it were mutter, why would you really have time to be doing the same thing? Like, why would you, like, what's the haba mean? That you're going to be... That this is how you're going to be spending your time. That's sort of the flow in context here. But the Rambam says, Goy Kadosh. So how did the Rambam translate Goy Kadosh? So the word Kadosh, again, we translate it as holy, and that's correct. But what it means etymologically is, let's say in Chazal, you find the phrase, Hekdesh Avod Azot. So obviously we don't use the term holy in context of speaking about Avodah Zarah. Hekdesh means when something is set aside, when something is designated for a certain purpose. So in terms of the etymology of the word, the etymology is neutral. It's not necessarily positive, and it's certainly not necessarily negative, but depending upon what it's designated for, what it's set aside for. So she's mufkeres leznus. Again, it means there's a designation. Depending upon the context, contextually, it may be hein l'shvach, differently. So the Rambam says Goy Kadosh means, again, maybe the more precise translation is a consecrated nation. Not a holy nation, but a consecrated nation. Meaning a nation that's consecrated. Consecrated has that mashmas of being devoted to, designated for, set aside for a certain purpose. A consecrated nation, what does that mean? Is that what we strive for in being a Goy Kadosh is to live as a consecrated nation, that what we do should be calibrated towards achieving shleimus. Okay, sometimes it's sort of something which is represents ultimate, and sometimes it's something which is preparatory and preliminary. So it's either b'shleimus or b'meshe, maybe ala shleimus. So the translation holy, or better yet, consecrated nation, where you take kadosh as an adjective, is not wrong. That because it was how the Rambam understood the phrase. So we have two, again, fascinating, just different translations, interpretations of Amlachas Kohanim v'Goy Kadosh. So according to the Rambam, it says we, I think, generally, popularly think that Kadosh is an adjective. We're a consecrated nation, a nation that's consecrated to Avodas Hashem. And for the Ramban, Goy Kadosh means Kadosh is not an adjective, but Kadosh is a noun, that we're the nation of the Kadosh, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Now, let's back to the Ramban and maybe just try to elaborate on another aspect of what he's telling us here about Goy Kadosh. Now, in the Ramban in Yisro, and again, as very, very, I think Rav Shevel in his notes on the Ramban in Yisro quotes this Rabbeinu Bachya, as very helpfully elaborated by Rabbeinu Bachya, so the way it seems to align is Mamlechas Kohanim is Ba'olam Hazeh, and Goy Kodesh is an Olam Hazeh, right? Again, the Ramban says, Hinei Hivticham, the second source that you have here, Hinei Hivticham on side one, Hinei Hivticham Ba'olam Hazeh Ba'olam Haba, where's the Olam Hazeh, where's the Olam Haba? So the way it seems to align is that Mamlechas Kohanim is Olam Hazeh, and Goy Kodesh is Olam Haba. And good, and that certainly seems to be the again as amplified by Ben Avachia, she ta'avduni ba'olam haza is mamlechas kohanim, mamlechas meshorsim she ta'avduni ba'olam haza, v'goy kodesh olam haza. Ben Avachia spells that out explicitly. Now our Ramban in Parshas Truma is clearly talking about goy kodesh and olam haza. Right, the Ramban, whereas in Yisro, we have the impression that the Ramban, again, the alignment is Mamlechas Kohanim is the Olam Hazeh destiny, and the Goy Kodosh is the Olam Haba destiny, and again, that's sort of implicit in the Ramban and explicit in the Rabbeinu Bachya. Again, Mamlechas Kohanim Shetavduni ba'Olam Hazeh, then he tells you what Goy Kodosh means, La Olam Haba. But in our Ramban, again, rereading from line 3 in the first source from Parshas Truma, Me'ata hinehem lo lo'am v'hu lahem le'lokim kasha hisna imohem me'tchila. Skipping one line, V'amah v'atem tiyu l'mamlechas kohanim v'goy kodosh v'hine hem kadoshim me'uyim sheyiyeh bohem mikdosh l'ashur shkinasu b'neim. So Ramban is clearly saying, once we were mekabel the Torah, and once there was the krisas bris, so now the Goy Kodosh is going to be mekuyam, even in Olam Hazeh. You with me, Rav Osa? Yes, no, maybe? So the Kosev HaShlishi, perhaps, is provided by the Ramban in the end of Parshas Ekev. So if you take a look, it's the next source you have here. Ula Dovko Vo. Has the Pasa Kiyim Shomu Tishmurun Eskol HaMitzvah Hazor Sashar Noti Mitzava Eskham Hayom La'avas Hashem Elokechem L'olechaz B'chol Derochav Ula Dovko Vo. Amar Rabbi Avram, the Ibn Ezra, Basof. Meaning, ultimately, Basof, in Olam Haba, V'hu Sod Gadol, the nature of Olam Haba, the essence of Olam Haba, V'hu Sod Gadol, says the Ramban, I think that's end quote, says the Ramban, V'ein Hasod Mitam HaMokam Hazaz. Meaning, what the Ibn Ezra says is true, but it's got nothing to do with this pasuk, right? What the Ibn Ezra says is true, that Olam Haba represents, consists of Dveikus, is true. The Ibn Ezra gets that right, but Ein Asod Mitam HaMokam Hazeh, but it's not what the pasuk is talking about. Why? Because implicitly, what the Ramban is asking is that this pasuk is a mitzvah. Kiyim shomot, it's telling us what we're supposed to do. Kiyim shomot tishmon is called a mitzvah hazos, right? Observe, mitzvah hazos is a collective, referring to all of Torah. Kiyim shomot tishmon is called a mitzvah hazos, to do what? La'avas Hashem, lo'lechas b'chol d'rocha v'l'dov gavol. So just like la'avas Hashem is detailing our mitzvah of what we're supposed to be doing in Olam Hazeh, and just like Lo Lechas B'chol D'rochav is detailing our mitzvah, what we're supposed to be doing in Olam Hazeh, so too L'dovka Bo is detailing what we're supposed to be doing. So it's what the Ibn Ezra says is true, but it's not correct that that's what this pasuk is talking about. Right? That's what the words of Ramban mean, that Ein Hasod Mitam HaMokam Hazeh. Now, to defend the the Rashban, the Ibn Ezra, so the Ramban suggests, Ula Yomar, maybe what the Ibn Ezra would respond to this kasha, the Ava Hashem Lelechus B'chol Derochav, Ein Hachanami. There, the two lamids are detailing our chiyuv. To what degree should we have Avas Hashem? Should we cultivate Avas Hashem? To what degree should we be Mekayim Gohalachta V'drachav? To what degree? Ad Sheti Ru'uyim L'dachka V'avasov. Maybe that's how the Ibn Ezra will respond to the question. Meaning that L'dachka V'altaka is referring to Olam Haba, but it's incorporated into the mitzvah. Because the Torah is telling us, again, to what degree, at Heichan, to what degree should we cultivate Avas Hashem, to what degree l'alav the dafka v'alvasov. So that's the Ramban's defense of Ibn Ezra. Good? Okay, let's go back. V'nema v'yoshua, it says in Sefer Yoshua, u'v'shem Eloheihem lo saskiru. V'lo sashbiu, v'lo sa'avdum, v'lo sishtachavu lahem, kiyim ba'ashem alokechem tidboku, kasher asisem ad hayom hazeh. So contextually, says the Ramban, what's suggested by the Pasuk in Sefer Yeshua is im kein hi azhara, may azhara sabotu zar. Right? In Sefer Yeshua, Dveikus is mentioned in an Avodah Zaradika context, and what that means is Shelo tiparid machshavto min Hashem el Elohim acherim. A person's thought shouldn't separate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person is looking for divine assistance. So his thoughts shouldn't veer away, they shouldn't separate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, El Elohim Acher, Shelo Yachshav Sheyeh B'Avodah Zarah Shum Ikar. He shouldn't think that there's any substance to Avodah Zarah. El HaKol Efes V'Ayin. No, it's Hevel V'Rik, it's nothing. V'hinei zeh k'mo she'omer od v'oso sa'avodu v'osid bokun v'ha'kavono l'hazhir shelo yavod Hashem v'zuloso elo l'Hashem levado yavod b'libo v'maisach. That's what Ramban says, the pshad in Uladov Gabo is stick with Hashem in the sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one you should be looking to. He's the one you should be looking to. You shouldn't be looking to that v'shem Eloheihem lo saskiru v'lo sashbiu. You shouldn't be looking to anything else. You should be looking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means, that uladav kama. Now, the Ramban continues. V'yitochein shetichlol ha-deveiko lomar shetihye zocher Hashem v'ahavoso tomit. You should be remembering HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly. And be experiencing Avas Hashem. Lo tiparid machshavtecha mimenu. So much so that every waking moment, the person's thoughts are trained upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lechtecha v'aderuch u'pshach b'cha v'kumecha. Ad, to the extent that even when interacting with other people, actually you devarim b'nei odim b'fiv v'vulshano, v'libo einenri mahim, aval hu lifnei Hashem. On the one hand, he's conversing, he's interacting with other people, and yet simultaneously, his mind is focused upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yitochein. Let's look at these next couple of lines very carefully. V'yitochein ba'anshe ha'mayla hazos. This spiritual aristocracy, right? Ba'anshe ha'mayla hazos. This spiritual aristocracy. V'yitochein ba'anshe ha'mayla hazos. Shetiyah nafsham Gam b'chayehem tzrura b'tzur ha'chayim. This elite attain in Olam Hazeh what the rest of us only hope to be blessed with in Olam Haba. Ki hein ba'atzmam mo'on la'shchina. They themselves, by virtue of this constant avoda, become an abode for the Shechina. Kasher ramaz bazeh ba'al sefer kuzari. He quotes of Yehuda HaLevi. So what does Ramban here say by Dreikus? He says, the Ikur Dreikus is an Olam Haba, but it's something which can also spill over into Olam Hazeh. That's what the thrust of this Ramban is. The thrust of this Ramban, right? That the Ikur, right? The Chiddush is, the Yitachin, again, line two of the second paragraph, I will say. The Yitachin ba'anshe ha'mayla hazos. Here's the Chiddush, right? Ba'anshe ha'mayla hazos, shetia nafsham gam b'chayehem, right? The Chiddush is gam l'rabos, right? That even b'chayehem, even b'chayehem, they attain, again, this, whatever, right, I think we translate tzura usually as a bundle, right? Something which is, and tzura means to be bound up. V'yitochen ba'anshe ha'mayla azor shetia nafsham gam b'chayehem tzura b'tzura ha'chayim keim ba'atzma mon la'shchina. So the ikur dveikus is an olam haba, but it can, and at times does spill over even to Olam Hazeh. So it's clear when you come back to, again, what we were wrestling with Goy Kadosh, that's how you integrate the two Rambans, right? So the Ramban in Parshas Yisro, when he says, Hine hivtichom ba'olam hazeh ba'olam haba, again, so the alignment is that Mamlechus Kohen is Olam Hazeh, and Goy Kadosh is primarily Olam Haba, but not primarily, but not exclusively. And that's what the Ramban says in Parshas Truma, that Klal Yisrael collectively, when we had a Mishkan, when we had a Mikdash, that we collectively merited what Yechidim also attain by virtue of Zocha Hashem Ba'avoso Tomid and Lo Tipored Machshavto Mehem. What the Yechidim, again, attain by virtue of their extraordinary avoda, so we collectively also were zochet to via Mishkan and Mikdash. That the Dveikos, again, is Ikaro Olam Haba, as in Parshas Yisro, but it is something which can, and at times does, spill over even into Olam Hazeh. So that's the pshat. One final comment, and then we'll shift to the Gemara. So what you have here in the Ramban is as follows. Some ask on the Ramban in Parshas Ekev the following question: how can it be that you have a mitzvah? Again, the Ramban's whole hasog in the Ibn Ezra was that the dafka bo is a mitzvah, just like bo lachos bedracha, bo chol dracha is a mitzvah. The Ava is a mitzvah, so the dafka bo is a mitzvah. How can it be that it's a mitzvah which is only fulfilled by and only pertains to Anshe HaMayla Hazos, such a small, august elite. How can that be? All mitzvahs, Ashravas L'chol Nefesh, Mishpat Yelachem. Every mitzvah means that it's realistic for everyone who's chayav in the mitzvah to fulfill the mitzvah. This dveikus is a mitzvah that we're all mechuyavim in. So how can it be that it's only something which is fulfilled by anshe hamayla hazos? That these, again, this very 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 small spiritual elite. But if you look, it's clear that the Ramban anticipated that kasha, right? Because when the Ramban says, again, just rereading at the beginning of that second paragraph in Parshas Ekev, V'yitochen shetichlol hadveka. When the Ramban presents this, it's not an alternative to the pshat he said based on Sefer Yeshua. He's telling you it's an additional level of the mitzvah. And what the Ramban is saying is like this. The basic level of mitzvah's dveikus, the basic level of mitzvah's dveikus is you look to Hashem, you stick with Hashem, you look to Hashem, you need a Yeshua, you need parnosa, it's an eis tzara, a luchama, you look to Hashem, you don't look to avodah zara, everything else is efes v'ayin. That's the basic level. And on that level, again, it's something which is totally realistic and therefore expected of everyone. Then the Ramban says, v'yitochin shetichlo, right? Tichlo means it includes. It also includes that there's a higher level to the mitzvah. That within a mitzvah, you can have the basic level, and it's on that level that it pertains to all of us. But then there is, you can have a higher level where ein achanami. That's only anshei maila who are going to fulfill the mitzvah on that level. So that's the Ramban's construct. And you have a fascinating parallel in the Rambam. Fascinating parallel in the Rambam. So if you take a look in the bottom of side one here, so the Rambam introduces, right, famously the Rambams of the opinion that davening once daily is daraisa. Like Rav Sadia going before him, so the Rambam says it's a mitzvah daraisa. So mitzvah says here, l'spal b'chol yom, here towards the bottom of side one, shenema v'avatam es Hashem alokechem. Yipi ha-shmu alamdu, sh'avodah zo hi tefillah. That the form of service of which the Torah speaks here is tefillah. That's what the oral tradition tells us in Pir Shmua, something we hear. Shenamul Ovdo B'chol Avavchan. Amu Chacham Im Eizoi Avodah Shebalev Zot Tefillah. Okay. So what does Avodah Shebalev mean? Tefillah. That's what Avodah Shebalev means, is Tefillah. If you turn to side two, so side two is towards the end of the Moreh, it's where the first Ramah and Shulchan Aruch quotes from. Right? The first Ramah and Shulchan Aruch quotes about Shavisa Hashem and Nagyasam, so it says in parentheses there that he's quoting from the Rambam in the Moreh. The Noshevel Inyan HaParek, the Inyan HaParek is Shavisa Hashem and Nagyasam. Right? David HaMelech says, I place Hashem before me constantly, which means that my mind is always on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My thoughts are always concentrated upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'noshuv el inyan haperek. V'hu lahazir sheyosim ha'odem machshavta v'shem levado, however, acha sheyigir yediyosa kamosha v'yano. Ramban says, this is only the ultimate madrega of to constantly be thinking about Hashem when a person has a proper conception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person, Rahman al-Itzlan, has an incorrect conception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he imagines an old, kindly, grandfatherly looking man sitting on a throne up in Shemayim, and that's what he's always thinking about. So the Rambam says that's not the ultimate Avodas Hashem, right? It's Acha Shehigia El Yediyos, or Kamo Shebe'an. When the person has a correct conception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then, to be mindful of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be saying Baruch Hashem, and Yitzhak Hashem, Be'ezus Hashem, all that is tremendous, is gewaldig, but provided that when a person says Hashem, it has the right meaning, the right content, the right associations. V'zosi ha'avodah ha'miyuchedes b'masigeh ha'anitos. Avol misha yachshav, skipping a few words in the same line, avol misha yachshav Hashem, the person's always thinking about Hashem. But he doesn't have the right, maybe he has a physical conception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then, this isn't any kind of avoda whatsoever. Line 5. Ro'u l'haschil bozeh min ha'avoda achar hatziyah hasichli. Again, this avoda The Rambam then sort of gives us his training manual of how a person is supposed to cultivate it. But this avoda, that a person should be thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly, that David HaMelech speaks of, is Acha HaTzira HaSichli. V'hoya kashir tasig Hashem ma'asav kifi ma'asha yiskaleyu HaSichel. If a person has already apprehended HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his actions, through his actions, to the extent that one can, Acha came, then Taskel lehimosa elav, v'hishtadal v'tishtadal l'skarev lo v'tachzak hadibog asher bencho v'eino. Omar, ato hareis aladas, once you know, then v'yadat ayam asher v'osa alababecha. V'hine, look at these next two lines, Rosa. Look at these next two lines. V'hine bi'ara ha-Torah, the Torah, what I'm telling you, the Rambam says, this is mefurish. You say it every day, three times a day. Nah, I don't know if the Rambam said all three parshiyos in Kriyat Shema Lamikta, so maybe he only said it two times a day. But I would admit him saying all three parshiyos. Shabura says it's from the Achron, so maybe two times a day. V'hine bi'ara ha-Torah, ki zos ha-avodah ha-achrona. Achrona in the sense of ultimate. This ultimate avoda, asher ha'irunu aleh v'zeh parak, which we're discussing in this parak, lotiya ela acha ha'asoga. This avoda that one's mind is always focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is always concentrating upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This avoda, a person is only positioned to try to engage in this avoda acha ha'asoga. After he understands, after he knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu correctly, when he has, again, the most correct and deepest and most appropriate conception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where does the Pasuk say this explicitly? So, Omer li'avos Hashem Elokechem ulo'ovdo v'chol levavchem v'chol nafshechem. How does that pasuk say it? So it says the Rambam, says the Rambam, come upon him, right? The Rambam famously, the end of Paragut of Chos Tshuva, ki ha'ahava hi kefi ha'asoga. Right? The fiadeya, famously the Rambam writes, the fiadeya, well this is the way it is in the printed editions, the fiadeya ti'ahava, right? That Avas Hashem is commensurate to Yediyas Hashem. A person can only go as far in Avas Hashem as he goes in Yediyas Hashem. So therefore, Avas Hashem Elokechem means Yediyas Hashem, right? Because Yediyas Hashem is the prerequisite for Avas Hashem. L'fiyat de'atiyya Avas. So Memeva, Avas Hashem Elokechem means Yediyas Hashem. After Avas Hashem comes Avodah Shabalev, comes L'Ovda B'chol Levavchem, Asher Kvor He'iru Rabboseinu Zal Aleha, V'Amru Zo Avodah Shabalev. V'hi Etzli, what does Avodah Shabalev mean? So we know what Avodah Shabalev means, right? Davening, right? Open up the Siddur to page 72, Tishmon Esrei. We know what Avodah Shabalev means, but that's not what the Rambam says. V'hi etzli sheyosim ha'odom kol machshavto b'muskel harisham u'lehizbodeh ba kifi ha'yecholas. That a person's, again, his thoughts never stray from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Rambam's definition here of Avodah Shabalev is not tefillah. It's not tefillah. So what's the pshat? So the pshat is, it's the same construct that we have here in the Ramban by Dveikus. That within mitzvahs, hear this, Rabbi Osei, it's a major, major yesod. Within mitzvahs, you have a basic level, which is shavu l'chol nefesh, which is something which is realistic and attainable for everyone, for all of us, on whatever level we're holding. That's on the basic level. But then, within that same mitzvah, you have a higher form, and again, it's the same mitzvah, but taken to a higher form. What does Avodah Shabalev mean according to the Rambam? Avodah Shabalev according to the Rambam means that a person worships HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his thoughts. Lo sasu acharei levavchem, levavchem means machshavos, the Rambam says. A person, avodah shebalev means that mitzvah tefillah is that every day a person is supposed to take out some time and think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what avodah shebalev is. That we can all do. And therefore we all have to do it. Okay, what do we do once we're thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We're saying. We say Shavah, Bakosh, and Hodah. But the ikur of the mitzvah, avodah shebalev, means to take a few minutes out and to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we didn't have such a mitzvah, a person could go through every day without thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person could be busy doing mitzvahs and sort of by doing them routinely forget about the mitzvah. So the mitzvah of tefillah is, avodah shebalev, is to take a few minutes out to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what avodah shebalev means. So says the Rambam, that's what it means on its basic level, in which it's incumbent upon all of us. Everyone, regardless of his personal madrega, is capable of that, We can all take a few minutes out and devote our thoughts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Atah Hashem, that the Atah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what we're thinking about. Everyone's capable of that. Now, take this same mitzvah and elevate it to its highest level, it means to always be doing this, not just a few minutes every day, but to be doing it every waking moment. So it's a higher level of the same mitzvah. So it's the same construct. What does the dveikus means for the Ramban? Dveikus means to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On its basic level, it means think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you're looking for help, when you're looking for a savior. Well, when you need something, that's what it means on its basic level. And what does it mean on its highest level? When you elevate that mitzvah's dveikus to its highest level, it means to be thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time. Really very, very parallel, both in construct and even in content, to this idea in the Rambam.
Does the Rambam collate with the Ramban when he counts the mitzvah's dveikus, where he says that, he quotes the Sifri and he says that it should be dveikus b'talmidei chacham, or is he saying that no, really, it's the same thing, but that's just basic madrigo dveikus, and it's mashma that there's something greater than that.
Well, I think what the Ramban, the that reality that the Ramban is describing, that extraordinary level of avoda, I think the Rambam doesn't call that. That's not what the Torah is referring to in the Dafka, but I think that's something which is implicit in Avas Hashem and Avodah Shebalev. That's what we were saying. That the truth is even in content, the Ramban and the Rambam are very parallel. It's just the Ramban sees this packaged, as it were, in the Dafka, and the Rambam sees it packaged in Ava and Avodah Shebalev. Which is why, again, l'shitaso, he presents the drashas Chazal about hidavek b'talmid
chachamim. Is this construct different than hiddur mitzvah?
Yes, hiddur mitzvah. I don't know that hiddur mitzvah is a different level of the mitzvah. Hiddur mitzvah is you can when you go to buy your dal and minim, so the mocha will tell you, you want the $50 set, you want the $75 set, or you want the $100 set. So it's the same mitzvah, but it's a little bit nicer. But it's not taking the mitzvah to a different level. It's on the same level doing the mitzvah for ofen mehudar. Right? Hidur mitzvah means that the mitzvah is on the same level, but you're doing it for ofen yosem mehudar. And what the Rambam and Ramban are telling us is, no, that within mitzvahs, there are different levels of mitzvahs. The dveikus v'Hashem means to be thinking about Hashem. So the basic level of the mitzvah for the Ramban is be thinking about Hashem when there's an eis tzara, rachamon letzlan, when a person needs panos, or whatever it is that the person needs help for, so be thinking about Hashem. That's what it means on its basic level. Take that same mitzvah, be thinking about Hashem, take it to its highest level, so what the mitzvah also includes is to be thinking about Hashem every waking moment. Similarly for the Rambam, so it's not just Hidur. Hidur means it's the same mitzvah that's being done, but ofen yoser muhudor. Masha and Cain, here we're talking about a basic level of the mitzvah, plus a, you know, sort of an ideal, ultimate level of the mitzvah.
And we wouldn't call that an open yoser b'midar. It's in and of itself.
I mean, if we did in the same way that the one Bava Kamma says, you know, behido mitzvah shlish, we'd be confusing things, right? Because again, it means something very different. It's sort of, you know, the moshel is, you know, if you have a piece of silver and you polish it, you know, for fehidua, but it's the same piece of silver. Masha and Ken, if you go out and you buy something different, and buy something additional, so then you're not just being mahadir that same thing, but you're taking it to a different level. Okay, so just to sum up here, okay, so point number one in the Ramban, Goy Kodosh, is that Kodosh is a noun. In contradistinction to the Rambam's understanding, the Kodesh is an adjective. Number two, that primarily the bracha and destiny of Goy Kodesh is an Olam Haba, but it is attainable either by Yechidim or by the Klal through Mikdash and Mishkan, even in Olam Haza. And then number three are the two strata, the two different levels, that construct that you have in mitzvahs. Okay, so maybe let's switch to the Gemara now.